You're listening to SBS News.
Chris Cooper makes a living from fighting threats to democracy and society online. As the executive director of Reset Australia, Mr. Cooper has become increasingly concerned by the rapid spread of misinformation. He says social media algorithms are allowing conspiracy theories about the COVID-19 vaccine to dominate the news feeds of everyday Australians.
Because the design of the platform sends people into echo chambers, it doesn't take just one meme to radicalize someone into believing a COVID conspiracy. It's the constant onslaught of vaccine hesitancy, misinformation that leads to people feeling less and less confident about the vaccine and less likely to take it up.
Mr. Cooper also says the misinformation is spreading through convincing disguises.
We've also seen the more sort of insidious content that might take the form of, a false story about an adverse reaction to the vaccine that trends highly within groups that are anti-vax groups.
The rise of vaccine hesitancy online has prompted immunisation and technology experts to form a coalition. The group is led by Reset, and it includes the Immunisation Foundation of Australia, the Immunisation Coalition, CoronaVax, and the Doherty Institute, which has conducted crucial research to inform Australia's COVID-19 response. The alliance urges politicians to demand transparency from social media platforms like Facebook and Google. Kim Sampson from the Immunisation Coalition says it's important to act immediately.
Much like Twitter closed down Donald Trump, when lies are being pushed out into the community like that, we really do need to take action.
As Australia prepares to roll out a COVID-19 vaccine, Mr. Cooper says introducing smarter regulation is crucial.
We can't any longer rely on the platforms to manage this and to get their act together. They say that they've been tackling COVID misinformation since the beginning of the pandemic, and yet here we are a year on, and still we're seeing copious amounts of misinformation. We're seeing copious amounts of anti-vax content at a time when the platforms say they are paying extra attention to that content.
In a letter to federal parliament, the newly formed coalition urged politicians to introduce legislation to enforce a big tech live list. The proposed list would detail the most popular coronavirus-related material that's being shared online. Ideally, it would be generated and updated in real time by the major social media platforms, so that people like academics and journalists can track and trace misinformation.
But importantly, we'll also give public health officials top-line demographic data and engagement data so they can see how viral something is and in which broad communities it's most going viral, so that they can target their public health communication.
Mr. Sampson says the extent of the problem is hidden from plain sight, which means public education efforts have been hampered.
What we need to do is get that information out, and we need to be able to target where those pockets of doubt are occurring. And even better still, if we're able to find who the culprits are that are putting the misinformation out there, we may have the ability to prevent them from doing it.
The coalition wants to see big tech platforms held accountable for the social harms they cause. They want people in doubt to know that a vaccine is not just about saving lives, it's a path out of the pandemic and towards some sort of normality. Infectious diseases physician, Associate Professor Paul Griffin, encourages Australians to be informed and propagate accurate information to ensure as many people as possible get vaccinated. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the federal government is doing a lot of work to address concerns of people who are hesitant to take up a COVID-19 vaccine. He says without the hard work and appropriate response of all Australians, the country would be battling another wave of COVID-19.
Again, I thank Australians. Over this summer, we could have gone into a third wave. We could have been facing right now, as Australia sort of kicks in again after Australia Day, people going back to work, we could have been going in and in the midst of a very serious third wave. Australians, to date, have beaten that third wave. But, the fight goes on.
for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Nadine Silva, SBS News.